IGN. Thanks for being with us on this cold and frigid February 19th. Is it frigid outside?
No, it's warm in here, and that's what's important.
Kyle Armari and Lisa Wolf, the host of WGN Radio Theater, have stepped out, and now I said the interviewers have become the interviewees.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
You know, if you haven't heard your show, which I'm sure everybody listening has, you know, if everybody listening.
It's pretty darn good.
If you haven't heard, it's awesome. I listen to you guys and with your podcast because I can't always stay up that late.
We can't either.
But you guys are so much fun. I want everybody to, after they listen to this interview and the rest of my show, I want them to go and listen to one of your shows because you guys are so good and your chemistry. How long have y'all worked together?
Too long.
We had another radio show that started in 2009, so about 10 years now.
Yeah. 10 years.
It'll be our 4-year anniversary here at WGN in April.
In April, yeah, it's coming up.
So 4 years here and about 10 years before that. So,
but you know what? We are truly best friends in the whole wide world.
Is this truly?
It's true.
We are best
because
buddies.
You say these things, Carl. Now, my interaction
I give her a lot of hard time.
Right, you say these things, and Lisa gets this big smile, and I don't know if it's because she's just so cute and she's smiling, or she's thinking, oh my God, he's crazy.
That, the latter.
Well,
every time.
Does everybody think you're married, first of all?
A lot of times I think people do.
I thought you were married the first year that I knew you guys.
We like to set the record straight on. I do.
Yeah.
It's very important to me to know that we're not. But we do spend quite a bit of time together. So we're on Saturday and Sunday at 11.
Yes.
So that's important.
It is important.
And we spend 11 p.m.
Yeah,
thank
you got to differentiate 11 a.m. and p.m.
11 p.m. We spend those hours together. And for those hours, we are...
Besties.
We're the best.
Twinsies.
But all week long. We talk during the week, too. She'll call me. I'll call her. She gives me great advice.
I try not
about,
to answer.
You know, she gives me great advice, you know, dating advice and things like that.
Right.
She's been married for 30 years, right,
yeah,
Lisa?
Something like
and
that.
And her husband is one of my best friends, and he's also my attorney.
Oh, is it true?
Yeah.
That's true.
Isn't it
funny?
You say something and I turn to her and I say,
to make sure that it's true.
Right.
Yeah, he says things sometimes. You know what? You've picked up on something. I wouldn't say makes things up, but he has a vivid imagination and he tends to go off on that as though things were real.
Because of the classic radio shows.
Right.
That must be it.
Stimulated my imagination so much.
He's been overstimulated.
I bet in many ways, I'm sure. In many ways. But you guys have, though, what I call a partnership that really works, you know, and I, in this business of ours, you know, in the first hour we talked with reporters about different things and the craziness of our business. But so often, don't you guys see that, you know, someone will be put together and then maybe it doesn't work out. And it doesn't take that long to figure out it doesn't work. And it didn't, and it, you guys were the opposite. It didn't take you long to figure out that this works, this clicks.
It does work, and we bring different things to the show, that's for sure. And we feel like we've honed that for a lot of years prior to coming to WGN. We obviously didn't start here, but we honed our relationship and we honed our show to the point that it was ready to come to WGN, and we had something to offer, I think.
Lisa
and we
got
still
all
do.
Her experience because she had a Mr. Microphone as a kid. So that's where
is that
she got.
True?
Yeah, she got.
Again,
that's
look
where
at
she
me.
Got
I'm looking
her.
At her. I'm looking.
She
I'm
would yell,
her if this
"Hey, I'll come back and get you later." You
again,
know?
Vivid imagination.
Yeah. So
well,
she did.
Guth was telling stories about how she had. I had. Remember those little tape recorders and record button was in the middle of the play button.
Oh
but
yeah.
You have to push play and record actually
like
at the same
realistic,
time.
A realistic player.
A little Radio Shack
Radio
type
Shack.
Thing. Yeah.
Michael, that's called a tape recorder. No, I know Michael is way into music. He's well versed on this.
Cassettes.
He's young.
But did you do that? Did you talk into a little tape recorder as a kid?
I did. And here's what I did so recently. I had a thing about calling radio stations and winning prizes. You know, caller 10, whatever. And I did that for many years. And honestly, it wasn't the prize that was so exciting.
Yeah.
But it was hearing my voice on the radio. And that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that through college. I know you were talking to the chancellor. We both are alums of University of Illinois.
The U of I, yes.
Yeah, at School of Communications.
Yes.
Yes. And
now
even
media.
Now media,
yes, now, yeah.
And even through college and as an adult, still call radio stations just to get that moment of my voice
that's
on the radio.
We blocked you.
I know, I don't blame you. I would have blocked me too.
I'm kidding. No. I did that though too. The first time I ever called a radio station, I wanted to hear, I think it was like, remember Z95?
Oh, yes.
And Alan Cable was the DJ, and I wanted to hear Manic Monday by the Bangles.
Yep.
It was a huge Bangles
fan. So you'd call
fan.
And then they'd
ask
tape
for that.
Your...
I used to do that voice. Too.
And I wanted to hear it so bad. And he said, oh, I can't play that. I already played it. He said, but if you want to say, I want to hear Steve Winwood and the Finer Things, I'll record you and play it back. I could care
you
less
hooked.
About Steve Winwood.
And you were hooked.
But I wanted to hear
and
my
here you
voice.
Are.
Yeah. And
I used your to own show happened. On the biggest yeah. station
well,
in the country.
I used to record that on the tape recorder so that I could repeat it over and over and over and just a few more times.
just to hear yourself.
Yeah.
Were you judgmental of yourself when you heard yourself the first time?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, aren't we all? I mean, we're still that way. We still kind of take a step back.
We listen
back
to the, as we're driving home.
Yes,
yeah.
we do.
When yeah. we're, so we carpool. So when we're driving to get her car.
Lisa just eye rolled. But go ahead, Carol.
When we do, we take my car and I drive her to her car and we listen for the 40 minutes we're in the car. We listen to the podcast. And
we
then
do.
I listen to it the rest of my way home because then I have another 40 minute drive.
Here's the thing. He doesn't actually hear a lot of what I say while
this
we're on
true.
The radio because he's in his own vivid imagination.
In his own.
He's in his own. Well, you can call it what you want.
I can't multitask. I cannot multitask.
He's snoring off to the side. So sure. he'll actually hear things that went on that he completely missed during the show and goes, wow, that was actually really funny. I'm like, did you hear any of it? No,
right.
not really. So really
it's
interesting.
True.
And you go back and listen.
Yeah, I listen to the podcast. And it just reinforces how great she is. She's so awesome on the air. She's an amazing, you know, partner on the air. She's
banter,
incredible.
Your banter, it's almost like you finish each other's sentences. I know what brought you together, obviously, was your love of classic radio shows and the classics.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I started, 1981 was the first year I was on the air.
Okay.
At a college station. And Lisa wasn't even born yet.
Right.
You know, 1981.
Yeah, she was a child prodigy.
Right. And so, no, but how we met was I was doing a different radio show, about to start a show similar to WGN Radio Theater on a different station. And Lisa's an actress, a very talented actress. You'll see her on television doing TV commercials and all the time. I see her all the time on TV. She's not just radio. She's a super talented actress. And she came in to audition for a Twilight Zone radio drama for me as a voiceover actress. And her personality just struck me. She's so bubbly and so smart and just so talented. And I was about to start this other show at the time. And I said, hey, have you ever done any radio, you know, like a radio show? And her eyes lit up because of the Mr. Microphone stuff.
Of course.
She used to do. And so I said, why don't you just come to the station, sit and observe. You know, I have some other people that are going to do movie reviews and this and that. And before very long, she was the co-host. Because she's so talented.
Well,
that's cool.
And the true story is he had a whole team of people that had different jobs to do different segments, and for whatever reason they either were fired or quit, and that is true.
Yeah.
And I just sort of made my way up the ranks until I became
she
indispensable.
She is able to put
that's
up
right.
with me.
That's right.
And that too.
Tolerance.
It works. It's a great partnership.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
We're talking to Lisa Wolf and Carol Amari from the WGN Radio Theater. Now, I want to talk about your show, but I also want to ask you some. I want to bring it into the present and ask you what shows are really working for you nowadays on the Netflix, on the Hulu.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we'll have more after this on 720 WGN. Oh, thank you, Michael. I want to hear Manic Monday by the Bangles. You have to call Michael Heidemann, our executive producer, and ask him.
The best in the biz.
You don't even have to ask him. He just does it.
Fresh from the Grammys, by the way. Did you guys see Michael's coverage of the Grammys?
Yes,
he ended up in the fifth row. He's like...
He was there. Facebook, that's enough for me.
He's Facebook Live-ing Janelle Monáe. I'm like, is he in the fifth row?
Wow.
He's very important.
Let's say the fifth row.
We'll
let's stick with that story.
We'll say that's where your ticket was, right?
Yeah, we could say that. I could see the fifth row.
Right?
I mean, that means something, right?
Oh, it's your
dog. Fifth row, the third balcony.
There you go. We're talking to Carol and Lisa from the WGN Radio Theater. The best in classic radio is what you play. You analyze it, you talk about it, you play it. And we were talking during the break, and I found this fascinating, and I said, hold on, save this. I want everybody to hear this. I was asking if people are rediscovering these shows, and Lisa said, for a lot of your audience, they're discovering them.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Right. Because what we're saying was the people listening weren't around, most of them, to listen in the 30s and 40s and 50s. So they're discovering them for the first time and hopefully sharing them with generations of generations of people so that even children are even exposed to it. And we've found so many people who are sharing it with their families. And we think that's exactly why we're here on WGN.
Right. Right.
And yeah. It's like back in the days of the golden age of radio and TV, people literally gathered around the radio and around the television. I remember as a kid, 50 years ago, sitting around the television with my mom and my dad, my sisters and my brother. Mm-hmm. We would have food and, eat food and watch TV. And there was only one television in the house.
And there were five stations.
Five channels, yeah. But that's 2, 5, 7, 9, and maybe 32.
That's right. And then if you back that up 10, 15 years earlier when there wasn't television, it's only radio. And so radio was the theater of the mind. And the great thing about these classic radio shows is you don't have to be watching the TV. You see the pictures in your mind. And you could be exercising. You could be driving in your car. You can be sewing. You could be reading the newspaper. And what's happening is with television, you have to be watching it, right? You can't be doing anything else. With the classic radio shows, you can be doing other things.
Right.
And it's more vivid because on TV, it's finite. There's the screen. That's it. Your imagination is boundless.
Yeah.
These monsters or this outer space, sci-fi things, you see this in your head. It's like really scary stuff or funny or whatever it is.
That's why I've always just loved radio so much. Not only the sense of immediacy, but because of what you two are describing. I did a story one time. They had a tethered balloon at Navy Pier. It was like a hot air balloon, but it was tethered. And I did the story, and to me, it was just okay. The balloons at Navy Pier, this is about 10 years ago. I came back and I got a phone call. Someone called the newsroom and was just going on and on about how she loved the way I described the balloon. And I'm thinking in my head, I thought, okay, it's a story about a balloon that's tethered. And she said, I said, thank you so much. What made you call? And she said, I'm blind.
Yeah.
And my heart just stopped. I thought, oh my God, so we're painting this picture.
Sure.
And she wasn't always blind, obviously. Yeah. She had an accident and was just saying, so it is so much.
This is like television to them. Yeah,
it
certainly it is.
And different people will picture everything differently, which is so good that you can listen to the same show I can and have a completely different vision in our mind. And that's good, too.
Do these shows hold up? I mean, are they dated or do they hold up?
Yeah, I would say the majority of them hold up really well.
Yeah.
I mean, like the detective shows and the mysteries, the westerns perfectly hold up.
Yeah.
When you get into a topical humor show, not so much. Mm-hmm. But in a situation comedy show, pretty much. Except sometimes the way they say things is antiquated.
Okay, right.
But the comedy is there. It's always family friendly, which is great. And that's why we encourage people to gather their whole family and listen to the shows.
But when people complain that they hear, let's say, a comedy that doesn't hold up, say a Father Knows Best kind of thing. I don't know if you remember that moved to television when we were very young. And some of the humor is, antiquated, and some of the terminology they use is not even appropriate anymore. Some people get offended by this, but my response to that, and don't appreciate it, it is a point in time and it is a period in time, and it's almost a history lesson to go back and see what was happening during the 30s and during the 40s that made it happen this way and that makes it funny then. And it's just interesting to look back at it from a historical perspective.
Yeah, and most of these shows made the transition to television, so it's also fun to talk about the TV version of these radio shows.
Yeah.
And who made the transition? Something like on Father Knows Best, as Lisa just mentioned, only Robert Young made the transition. Nobody else. The wife on the radio, the kids, they didn't make the transition for whatever reason. But, we talk about those kind of things.
Because not all radio people are meant for television. And we are well aware of that.
I have a face for radio.
No,
and I'm going to leave it there.
I know you both have faces for radio and TV. You're both adorable. I think it's cool that the mysteries hold up, too.
If you listen
to either Twilight Zone or The Shadow or whatever it might be, some of the mysteries, they're pretty gruesome. I mean, even for today's
scary
standards.
Stuff.
Yeah, it is scary.
Absolutely. I mean, shows like Inner Sanctum and Suspense and The Whistler, Murder at Midnight, these are scary radio shows, and we play a lot of them throughout the whole year, and then we really double and triple them up around Halloween time. But the mysteries and the detective shows are my favorite. I love those more than anything.
Yeah, I think I do too. Yeah. What do you watch now? I mean, when you go home and you want to be in the present day, I'm obsessed with Netflix. I was saying to Lisa, I love The Umbrella Academy. I don't know why I do. It's crazy and weird.
We watch
like
a lot
it.
Of the same fall. Shows because we talk about them. So I said, look, I started The Fall. You have to watch it. So that he watched it. Ooh. It was unreal.
Wow. That's Gillian Anderson. And
yes, exactly.
Oh,
from The X-Files.
Yes. Oof.
It was great. Then I watched You after that.
I loved You.
Okay, so we're on
you.
The same track here.
Yes, You was you, and you took an interesting turn for me because I thought it was all about, well, it's set up to be this boy who is stalking this girl, and she puts everything out on social media, so it could actually happen.
Sure.
And then it just kind of takes a little bit of a different twist where you're almost rooting for him.
I know, and
in
that's
a weird way.
You know, interestingly, you said that. I was talking to my daughter, who's 18, and she says, he is the best boyfriend. And I said, what? And that scares me just a little bit that she could look at him. Even though he does that, he's a great boyfriend. And that's confusing to me just a little bit. But that's we are rooting for him in a really weird way.
Right.
That's a good actor.
How about Handmaid's Tale, Mrs. Maisel? Any of those?
I've watched Mrs. Maisel. I think it's funny. I like, it's coming back now, Baskets.
I love
Baskets.
We're a big fan of...
I'm a huge fan of, you know, you're talking about new stuff or old stuff?
Both.
You know, I interviewed Louis Anderson from Baskets. So I was such a big fan, and he was coming here. He was at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie. And I said, oh, please. Oh, please. It was one of those interviews that I will absolutely never forget. You know, there's always a few that stand out in your mind.
Yeah.
Because he was so emotive, and he immediately was so open and connected so openly with me that I was just so taken aback by that.
Who was your dream interview? Who would be your dream interview?
Howard Stern, no question.
Really?
He's my guy.
Howard Stern? That is doable.
Is it?
I think we could get you Howard Stern.
Don't we beg our listeners, if anybody knows Howard Stern, Lisa is just dying to connect with him.
This is going to be my goal now.
Oh,
Michael,
wow.
We need to get Howard Stern.
I listen to him. I listen on the way over.
Well,
I listen to him every day.
Can you help me with mine?
Oh, who's yours?
Penelope Cruz.
Oh, Penelope Cruz. That might be harder. Michael's going to work on Penelope Cruz. I can work on Stern. What do you think?
You know what?
We'll divvy it up, Mike.
When you say Carl wants to interview Penelope Cruz, send her your picture. No. Michael.
Okay,
you guys,
I have a way better chance of interviewing
that's
her.
For sure.
You guys are adorable. What do you want people to know about your show or about you guys that they don't already know?
We'd love you to listen Saturday and Sunday nights, 11 p.m. We're on for 3 hours on Saturday nights, 2 hours on Sunday, and we play 5 classic radio shows, and we always switch it up. You know, we always have like a Western and a detective and a comedy and a mystery. You get the whole gamut every weekend. And we'd love you to check it out.
We also have segments that are up to date. We do a, was it Real or Ridiculous segment, and we give away prizes every hour. But most importantly, we think it is a really good combination of classic radio, but with some, you know, comedy and banter and wit that we bring to the table rather than just classic radio. And I say that lightly, just, but it's a good combination of comedy and comedy tonight.
Well, comedy.
I didn't want to say
and,
it.
And we have had,
you guys are great besties.
We've had wonderful sponsors throughout the whole run. One of my sponsors has been with us since day one, Cat's Pride Cat Litter, and they do all kinds of great things for animals. And so switch over to the Green Jug. And they're our main sponsor. And we have tons of great sponsors, but that's the main sponsor.
And listen every Saturday and Sunday to WGN Radio Theater with Colin Murray and Lisa Wolf.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
This is fun. We'll do this again.
I felt very lucky to be here and talk with you tonight.
I'm so happy. We're
going
to work on Stern and Penelope Cruz, I promise.
All right.
That's our 2019 goal for you guys.
I love it.
More after this on 720 WGN.